Every dream in my head, it's like a mountain that I just keep climbing. And when I get to the edge, I turn around and put that dream behind me. And it never feels the way I want, but I keep on trying. I just keep on trying, yeah. Have you been there? Have you seen it all? Have you done this once before? Did they tell you you love this life and all these lights? Now you're lying on the floor, and they know it doesn't kill you, makes you want it more. And this is your life, your life, your life.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is What the Duke. I am, of course, your host. I am James Duke. We are missing the co-host, Megahertz. I believe he's off somewhere gargling the Googler, Wayne Newcomb, who's also not in attendance. I might try to locate them, but for the time being, we'll go on. That, of course, was Chris Brown with Welcome to My Life. So I want to shout out the music that we play. Some things to talk about. For starters, for those of you who may not know who he is, one of the people that was kind of part of the mass firing in ESPN, Robin Lundberg. He does a kind of web show where you kind of, you know, he talks about different topics and he has different people calling in. So I just recently appeared on that. So this is a brief clip, you know, I like to play for you guys. So you guys kind of check it out. I think it was pretty cool. Hopefully I get to be on the, his show more often and get more, you know, questions in. This time it was just one question, but that's cool. And, you know, and I will go from there. And hopefully there'll be more things like that that I can kind of play for you guys and as they happen. Also, we'll talk NBA Finals. I guess there's a lot to talk about there, or not so much really to talk about. I guess there's a lot of things around it that we can talk about, but the actually NBA Finals, maybe not so much, but we'll get into that. Wonder Woman came out, and that's kind of guess where I would just kind of like to start first. DC's latest in the whole Justice League kind of world that they got going on. Some good things about Wonder Woman. It opened to about, I think, $103 million. It's opening weekend, which is really good. Highest gross by a female director. So that's pretty cool. Other things going on. Getting pretty good reviews from what I'm seeing. Got like a 93 Rotten Tomatoes. Yes, that's a thing now, Rotten Tomatoes ratings. So that's cool. The movie itself, I'm going to grade on a scale from 0 to The Dark Knight, or 0 to Avengers, the first one, because that's kind of where my peak is. Those would be like my fives. I'm going to say this one is, I'm going to give it 4 Dukes, dicks, eggplant emojis, you know, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to give it 4, which is kind of just a solid good. I thought it was a good movie. Many things go into these kind of like superhero movies. For one, for starters, this is an origin story. And when it comes to movies like Batman and Spider-Man, Superman, I do not want to see another origin story for at least the next 50 years. Maybe I'll be interested after that. But for now, I'm not, and I don't think you are either. But for things that we haven't really seen it, like Wonder Woman, I'm usually okay with it. We've seen some good ones. Ant-Man was really good. Guardians of the Galaxy's origin story was really good. Especially if you don't really know much about the character. Maybe you kind of know some stuff. I'm not a big DC person, so I don't know too much about Wonder Woman. So yeah, it was cool, you know, going into it. Thought they kind of like did a good job with the story. It's a very good story. They did a kind of thing, kind of what I saw in the Logan movie, where they kind of humanized her a little bit. Obviously, you saw her grow into her powers and all that, which usually happens in these origin movies. You see them kind of figure out their powers or you know, maybe a suit, you know, you see them get there, like Iron Man gets a suit, you see the evolution. So you kind of see that, and there's a love story in there. There's some good action. There's a brief period in the beginning where there's some action, there's a fight sequence, and then there's a lot of nothing going on, story stuff. And then there's a lot going on at the end, and superhero movie, I love what they do when they do show her powers and she finally starts to fight and stuff like that towards the end of the movie. I think it's really great what they did. The cinematography surrounding it was really good. Fight scenes were cool. Villains are big for me. And the villain, I don't want to give nothing away. The villain, ultimately, is someone who's a beast. But the person who plays it is kind of underwhelming. And that bothered me. And it kind of ruined the beastness of this character. So I kind of lost points there. And when I piggyback to the whole origin part of it, like Logan, I kind of like, you know, when they kind of humanize and show emotion and show the growth. But it was just kind of boring. And I found myself thinking about other things, other movies, and kind of drifting off. However, unlike Logan, the humanizing didn't work for me. And I get why they did it in Logan, because, well, the way it ended, you know, spoiler alert, he dies. In Wonder Woman, it was the opposite. So I guess that's why I was kind of just like, eh, about it. But I get it, and it was good. There was some jokes in there. I wouldn't say it was bad. It wasn't boring ultimately, but it does get a little boring. And at least for me, it did. It wasn't so intriguing, you know, the backstory, the origin of her. It didn't keep me. And then some of the, you know, the character development points after that, like I said, love story, that didn't necessarily move me either. So by the time they got to the fight scenes and stuff like that, I had to kind of re-get into it. So that makes me ultimately give it, like I said, I think it's a good movie. Based on all the DC movies, it's better than them all, other than the Batman movies. But, you know, you want to compare it to even Man of Steel, which a lot of people like, I think I would rank it higher than Man of Steel. You know, Dawn of Justice, and definitely Suicide Squad, which we don't even want to get into. I'll definitely say it was better than those movies. So, yeah. But still, we're, you know, ranking it, you know, on a normal scale, not trying to grade it on the curve of DC movies. If we're just ranking it to rank it, it doesn't measure up to me to be even a great movie, which some people I think are saying it is, but for me it isn't. And I would like to locate some people, maybe try to find them and get some more, you know, insight on what they thought about this movie. So hopefully we can find my co-host and some friends to figure out, am I wrong? Is this movie really good? Is it not good? Am I bugging? I don't know. But we'll see. Just my opinion. Good movie. Go check it out. See for yourself. I'm definitely not telling you to not see it. But definitely go check it out. Very good movie. Worth the money and all that. I just didn't think it was great. Very good would be as high as I would go. You might get me to call it very good. But some of the boring and the villain. I forgot about the villain. Just good. Just good. Final answer. Good movie. Go see it. Something from the movie, or one of the weapons that the woman has is this like lasso of truth. And pretty much exactly how that sounds. It's a lasso wrapped around you. You kind of are forced to tell the truth by its powers. And just going from just recent experience of life, just know when Wonder Woman comes with that lasso of truth, she's coming with a vengeance. So shout out to Diana Prince and your lasso of truth.
Bobby, this is bullshit.
Terminus. Break them off some. Yeah. Cop rolling with that bad cop. What you doing, boy? Turning that blood clock. Buckshots. They fly through the truck spots. Robots. Can't give a damn who the fuck shot. Clean cop, clean cop. Fucking with that dirty cop. Don't act like your ass never heard of that. Clean cop, clean cop. Rolling with that mean cop. Still trying to act proud as a.
Alright, welcome back. That was some Ice Cube. Good cop, bad cop. Some new music from Ice Cube. Still doing it. I'm still in the process of trying to find my co-host, Megahertz. Still have not found him yet. I will continue to search, and in the meantime, I'm going to play for you the clip that I was talking about on the Robin Lundberg show, Stick to Sports. Here it is.
I'm Robin Lundberg, and this is Stick to Sports, and I'd like to tell you first off the top that you should forget everything I said from a week ago. Just wipe it from your memory existence. What's the Men in Black trick that they do with the little stick? Because it was a bunch of nonsense, a bunch of hogwash. But I have to be honest before I go into my little spiel here, or else I come off like a savage hypocrite, considering that I ever foolishly uttered the words that the Cavs could win this series. Because the Warriors, they have an unfair team. They are stacked. It's really not fair. It's Scrooge McDuck diving into a pool of gold coins. They are so good. The topic has become, could they defeat the 96 Bulls? Well, they're going to defeat the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then you have to go to historical debates because they've been so historically good. They would wax the Bulls. They would totally annihilate them. They take two times as many threes per game. It's just a different era. Not only do you have to deal with 20 years of athletic evolution, but you're also dealing with the three-point shot and how prevalent it has become in the game. Because people forget about the 73 wins from a year ago. You know, that's why I'm so tired of everyone saying, you know, well, KD just did what LeBron did. I was mad at what LeBron did too when he first did it. Retroactively, it seemed to be a good decision, and it was a good decision both for him and the NBA. But he went to build a super team. He didn't join an already formed super team. So I am tired of hearing that. But LeBron, he says he is not tired.
I don't know, people observed that to me when, you know, that's the question I've been answering on radio shows.
I'm having a triple-double in the finals, so I'm pretty good.
So LeBron says he is not tired, which must mean the Cavs are only mostly dead.
Look who knows so much, huh? Well, it just so happens that your friend here is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. Please open his mouth. Now, mostly dead, he's slightly alive. Now, all dead, well, with all dead, there's usually only one thing that you can do.
What's that?
Go through his clothes and look for loose change.
So are the Cavs mostly dead or are they all the way dead? You can answer that question. Go to callsticktosports.com in order to join the show and to be one of these fine people. One spot open right at the moment. Let me start with A-Marie in Atlantic City. If you could bet on sports.
Hi.
In Atlantic City, what's going on? Would you say the Cavs are mostly dead or all the way dead?
I'm going to say mostly dead.
Why?
I still have hope with LeBron.
That's like the only thing you can possibly say to have hope, though, right? Yeah, the Cavs, they got LeBron. You know, they got LeBron. That's about all anybody here has to say on that topic. Ernesto in Jersey. Ernesto, what do you think?
Listen, Robin, I know he's your man and everything, but let me tell you, he's the man by himself. He can't do it by himself. This super team that right now he's against is his kryptonite. He has the rebounding. They have, check this out, he has to do everything. So, but Golden State has separate rebounding, three-point shots, the efficiency of opening the floor, the ability to just break down any defense, because right now, you can't even call it any defense, because if JR's defense is any defense, LeBron has no help. Right,
I know, you're out of words to describe it, Ernesto. I can hear it right there. I mean, but people talk about Kevin Durant, right? And you forget how easily things are coming for Kevin Durant because he gets to go one-on-one or against the switch every time. The gravity of Steph Curry, of Klay Thompson, spreading the floor for him. How about James in New York, New York? Are the Cavs mostly dead or are they all the way dead?
All the way dead, all the way dead. I thought they were going to get swept as soon as, before the series started, and because Durant and Curry were both going to be able to play free because they had each other. No shot.
No. All the way dead are the Cleveland Cavaliers. And speaking of sweeps,
yeah, that was me, James Duke, at the end of that. I played the whole thing for you. One, it was brief. I want you guys also to see the nonsense other people were saying, as well as me at the end, pretty much shutting down any chance that the Cavs had to win. That was actually recorded just before Game 3, so it was after the 2-0 lead. So that was my opinion then. That's my opinion now. It was my opinion before the series started. I also played the whole thing because there was a lot of things that were said there that I kind of wanted to kind of touch on. Start by saying, Mr. Robin Lundberg, I've gone back and forth with this guy on Twitter before. I still, you know, listen to his show occasionally when he was on ESPN. Fun guy, knows his stuff, but a LeBron supporter like no other. Be humble. Holla, bitch. Sit down. He's actually the reason I had to go and shut down that argument in our last podcast. He's the reason I had to go do that, really, because it was him and his proclamation about LeBron being better than MJ. And here we are, three games into the finals, and we're talking about, is KD better than him? And is this KD's league, and is it his era? So we don't even have to talk about that anymore. He clearly lost that argument. As you can see, he also corrects himself and said everything he said the previous week was wrong because he ridiculously predicted the Cavs to win this series, which a lot of people did, and because I guess LeBron James, and because they won last year, fool's gold. Same thing when people were like, oh, they were down 2-0, oh, they still have a chance. And I thought that Game 3 was their best chance to win. But I thought they were going to lose Game 3. And it was their best chance to win, and they lost Game 3. Their defense, not good enough. Warriors offense, great. Good enough. Their defense, spectacular. No shot for the Cavs. I watched it, and at the beginning of the playoffs, I thought maybe they'll lose three games along the way somewhere. But as I watched it, I realized, no, they shouldn't lose a game. And they have not. And they will not. Series ends tonight. 4-0. 16-0. He also mentions how, and this is what the NBA Finals has become, this talk of, would this team beat the Warriors? Would that team beat the Warriors? And all this stuff. Because we realized that we thought it was two epic super teams going at it. And it was not. It was one super team. And one champion. A very good team with a very super player in LeBron James. But not a super team. And because they kind of coasted through the Eastern Conference and stuff like that. And they won the championship. We kind of just always kept them on the same level as the Warriors, and they even beat them on Christmas Day in a close game, in the game they had came back to win. So, yeah, I can see why, you know, people kind of thought, you know, this was a super team. But no, you took a team that was had 73 wins, and if the Cavs were in the West, they wouldn't be the best team in the West. We know that. So the fact that they're in their East, yeah, they're a super team compared to the East. But the Warriors were a great team in the West, best team in the West, maybe just barely because they had to come back from their own 3-1 deficit last year, but they did win 73 games and just lost the championship by one game. And then they added Kevin Durant, the second best player in the NBA. So yeah, they put themselves far above even the Western Conference and far above the Cavs. That's what we're seeing. And until, you know, the Cavs or somebody else gets exponentially better, we might see, you know, this for a few more years. I guess the other aspect to that is, you know, which it seems, you know, they're all for it. They're humble and humble teams. As long as they stay humble and hungry, they'll keep doing it. And they will be a dynasty. 4 or 5, whatever. Championship straight. At least in the finals. Dominating the Western Conference. It's just going to happen that way. If, you know, egos don't get involved. Because, you know, that's what tends to break these things up, especially nowadays where the money is so much. Back in the day when we used to see those old dynasties, the money wasn't what it was. Free agency wasn't what it is. So, you know, you was able to keep teams to be those dynasties. We haven't seen one quite like this. It seems like, you know, the superstar, even the superstars are like, listen, man, this is the way to go. We can play, we'll have fun, and we'll win championships. Why not join together? LeBron, you started it. And, you know, Kevin Durant is that guy. He's the guy who takes it too far. He took it too far, yes. You know, he took what LeBron did and he upped it 1 or 2 or several. A lot. He's that guy who took it too far. He took it too far, and I respect him for it. It just sucks for us as fans to see it. Curry, too, very humble. He had to take a step back. The reason a lot of people think that, you know, the Cavs didn't win that first chip against Dallas, sorry, not the Cavs, the Heat didn't win that first championship against Dallas was because of the fact that Wade didn't necessarily take a step back and LeBron didn't take command that first year. They were, you know, they didn't play well together, especially show that way in the finals. The whose team is it? Curry was, you know, was very willing to be like, yo, this is Durant's team. Especially when it counts now in the playoffs. And he's still going to get his 30. So it's not even like, it's not like he's out here averaging 15. No, man, he's still doing his thing. He's not the best player, but he got a chip. He got two MVPs. Why not? He's about to get $200 million this offseason. Just to stay with this beast of a squad. No shot. He also talks about, again, the 72 win Bulls and how this Warrior team would smoke them. And of course, he has to say that because he predicted the Cavs to win. And now that he's kind of embarrassed by that position he took, he has to say that, yeah, that this team would just smoke the Bulls. First of all, no, they won't. Second of all, whether you think they would win or not, certainly could depend on what era, the hand checking, illegal defenses, things like that. Even if you're playing in this era, personally, I'm taking the Bulls anyway. One, Michael Jordan. Two, three and four, five, the Bulls actually match up well with that team. You forget how great that Bulls defense was. Not only Mike, he can guard Steph Curry, Klay Thompson perfectly fine. Lock him up. Definitely going to lock up Klay. Steph will get his because his ability just to get the shot off. But Michael might get in that dude's brain. We've seen that dude kind of fold that way. Mike is going to be the ultimate, you know, kind of like intimidator. Sorry. Pippen, as great as defender LeBron is, Pippen might actually match up better against LeBron James, against Kevin Durant and LeBron James because of his lankiness and athleticism. Scottie Pippen athleticism was kind of overlooked and underrated. He was excellent defender. He can jump. He had the long arms. He would be able to bother, I think, Kevin Durant even more than that, even what LeBron James is doing. Ron Harper, also excellent defender. He's not going to give you the points, maybe like a Klay Thompson, because he's not going to be able to shoot that way, but he's going to be able to defend very well, Curry and Thompson as well. And then where the win comes, to me, is Draymond versus Dennis Rodman. Draymond wishes he was Dennis Rodman. Both in the hustle, the rebounding, and the getting into the head aspect. He's going to take Draymond out of Draymond's game. And Draymond, yeah, can probably shoot better and do stuff like that offensively. You know, you kind of run the offense through Draymond. You don't have to do that with the Bulls. They won't do that, and that would be fine. It doesn't mean that they won't be able to guard. If they want to go to their small ball lineup, depth lineup, again, I'm perfectly fine with Rodman playing that five. We had a stretch four. The Bulls had a stretch four with Tony Kukoc. You had Kerr off the bench who could be that spot of three to spread the floor if that's what the kind of game that the Warriors would be playing. Of course, that's the game that they play. And imagine on the other end, Jordan being able to kind of have the free open court with Kukoc out on the wing, Kerr out on the wing, and Pippen and him kind of controlling who's bringing the ball down. Rodman at the five. He's going to be the one getting the rebounds. He's still going to run their triangle offense. Their triangle offense is going to be run efficiently. This is not the Knicks. It will be run efficiently by them with much more spacing. The Bulls will be very hard to defend on the other end for the Warriors. And I think the Bulls will be able to defend. I'm not going to be like, oh my God, they're going to wash up the Warriors. No, but I'm going to take them in a single game series. And if it's a seven game series, I got the Bulls in seven. Nah. Six, because Mike don't go seven.
Not tired.
I don't know. People observe that to me when, you know, that's the question that I've been answering on radio shows.
I'm having a triple-double in the finals, so I'm pretty good.
And before I respond to those comments by LeBron James, it looks like we might have found Wayne Newcomb, our Googler. Yo, welcome. We have located Wayne Newcomb. This is What the Duke. Wayne, couple of questions.
What's up, man? I'm in the kitchen.
his now, but I'll answer. What's up?
I figure it's two. It's a quick one. Two, your thoughts on the NBA Finals, and, well, one, your thoughts on the NBA Finals, and then two, your thoughts on Wonder Woman, and a rating. Thanks.
NBA Finals. You know, I thought there was going to be a gentleman sweep. It is looking like that. That fancy dustpan is unnecessary. We can just go with the standard 99 cents dustpan, and that'll be happening tonight. The game three was nice. You know, one and two was what I thought was going to happen at home. Game four will be, I have no idea. I think game three was the Cavs' best bet. I think tonight will be like a 10-point win for the Golden State sweepness. Wonder Woman, I'll give it a solid 3.5.
Damn, even worse than me. I gave it a 4, and I thought I was generous. I thought it was good, and at best. That's it.
It was good. You know, it was good. It had a lot of good points. I want to see it again. You know, it was a rough patch. I was almost tired at that point. You know, I faded a couple of times, but it wasn't the movie's fault because I was enjoying myself. But I was fading at the point of sitting down. So
I'll give you a pass, but someone who saw it and was wide awake, it was boring.
You were bored?
Yeah, that part where you fell asleep at, trust me, it was boring. So you probably didn't really miss much. Like, I got bored, and I was wide awake.
I don't think I did. I think I fell asleep in, like, 3-minute increments. But, I mean, I snapped back up, and that shit was good from what I saw. I like the action sequences. The rope was dope.
Yeah, the rope was dope, the lasso of truth, and the action was great. I just thought it took a long time to get there, which sometimes in movies happens, but this one, I was bored. I started thinking about Batman.
Yeah, I was thinking the whole time, like, I really hope Justice League isn't screwed up, you know what I'm saying? I hope this thing, like, really comes together.
Because, yeah, me too. I don't think this is bad in that way. It still shows progress. But, I just wouldn't have to say, like, it's great. I guess that's all. But 3.5.
And because of that, I'm like, man, it's just even harder to make a good movie when you have so many pivotal heroes in one movie. So I'm just like, man, I hope they don't try to, like, do too much and then do nothing.
Yeah, I think that's, unfortunately, it's probably what's going to happen. Avengers did it well, but DC doesn't seem to figure out these things. They should just recreate the cartoons and make it into a movie somehow, because those things are always good.
The cartoons are always so beast, I don't get it.
Me neither.
I feel like Marvel should take a note from DC cartoons. I don't know why they don't just steal that. Like, that shit's always hot.
Yeah, like, Marvel can't make cartoons right, and DC can't seem to make movies right. Fucking strange.
Rather strange.
All right, man. Safe flight. Thanks for picking up the phone, and we'll holler at you.
Yeah, no diggity. Stop it.
Sweet.
Thanks.
All right. I'd like to thank Wayne once again. Just figure something out, man. Listen, man, you want to be on the show? You don't even have to call in. We'll call you. You can talk about whatever you want. Just let me know, let us know, and you can join the What the Duke movement. Excuse me. Now back to those comments. When the heck have you ever heard a superstar say something like that about an NBA Finals being down 2-0, now 3-0? I'm having a triple-double, I'm fine. And I guess sometimes the media can ask some kind of dumb questions and, you know, get dumb responses, and I get that. But she was asking about him being tired, because at the end of the game, it looked like he was kind of gasped, and he was going to the hole a lot in the first half of the games, and the second half, not so much. So she was asking a legitimate question. Maybe you're tired, you gotta guard Durant. And you balled it on offense. Maybe did you tire down towards the end of the game? And your response is, I'm averaging a triple-double? So what? What is averaging a triple-double going to get you? All it's going to get you is another pass. Because that's what he's out here trying to get. A pass. Because the Warriors were too good. So as long as he averaged a triple-double, it looks like, oh yeah, he was balling. We'll give him another pass. Name another superstar that's ever got a pass, by the way, for not winning a championship. I can't name one. Barkley didn't get a pass. Barkley just got beat, and he's not a champion. Malone, Stockton, They didn't get passes. They were just beat. AI, again, AI, when he went to the championship against the Lakers, they really didn't have a chance to win that. They were completely outmatched, and we don't give AI a pass. We just say he didn't win. We say that the team shouldn't have been there. The same thing we say about the Cavs. But instead, we give LeBron a pass for that one against the Cavs. We give him a pass because Kevin Love got hurt and Kyrie was hurt. And then a pass for this one. We give him a pass this one before the series even started. I'm averaging a triple-double. Who gives a shit? Win a fucking game. Megahertz.
Bobby, this is bullshit.
And speaking of Bobby, this is bullshit, that very same voice. Yo.
Yo.
Freedom Man, what's going on?
Hey, shit, chillin'.
Shit, welcome to the show. You are on Want the Duke, by the way. And I'm trying to locate my co-host, Megahertz. Do you know where this dude is?
Sucking dick somewhere, I don't know.
Exactly my thought. Sucking dick somewhere. You're going to E3, that's what, next week?
Yeah, the 13th, Tuesday.
What are you looking forward to the most, man?
God of War. I'm hoping Red Dead Redemption is there. Those are like the two major ones.
That's it, and then I guess the experience.
Word, I'm not excited. You know, I've been thinking about this since I was a kid.
Have you, whacked it to it? Don't lie.
How about what?
Like, you know, whacked it. Have you looked at the tickets and then whacked it?
Nah. I'm fucking super excited, though. But nah, I haven't whacked off to it yet. I want to hold it until I get there, and then I'm going to fucking become a huge nut.
Yeah. Cool, man. You're probably going to frame them shits, right?
You know I'm going to be using my fucking snap glasses.
Yo, word. I mean, I can't front. I'm mad jealous, man. I can't wait to see those snaps. Did you see Wonder Woman?
I wish other people could go with me. I'm going by my fucking self. Yes, I saw Wonder Woman.
Oh, wait. Oh, you are going? So I thought it would be like a guest sort of situation. It's not.
Nah, yo, bro. I paid a fucking $1,000 for a ticket.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus. That just hurt my soul.
Yeah, man. Because the only ones available were the business class.
Oh, shit. Well, man, fuck it. I don't know what that gets you.
You only live once. What the fuck am I out here in California for? What I'm looking for?
Yeah, you were. That's you, man. You better fucking, I don't know what that gets you, but whatever it gets you, you better take full advantage of everything.
Paid breakfast, paid lunch, VIP entrances.
And you get to take food home? Like, you need to have, where's dinner? You get first play, like, you should be able to skip lines on any demos, like,
word,
fuck
right?
All that.
You think so.
Yeah.
But shit, fuck it, I don't give a fuck, I'm happy to be there.
Yeah, Wonder Woman, what'd you think?
The best DC movie I've ever seen.
That's it?
Yeah.
What would you rank it? Like, you have to give it a scale of 1 to 5, you know, dicks.
1 to 5? I don't know. 3.5, 4. I mean, that doesn't sound too great, but I enjoyed it.
No, I was the same way. I gave it a 4. Solid 4. I think it was a good movie. It wasn't very good or great or anything above that. But yeah, I guess other than the Batman movies, the old ones, like the Dark Knight saga, yeah, best DC best DC movie, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Shit. Getting into anything tonight? Watching the finals? You out there in Cali?
Yo, I'm going to Oakland.
I would hope so. Better go celebrate with those guys, because they're going to party tonight. It's a LeBron James Diddings
sweet
party. Please, make sure you take a shot, at least 4 shots, one for every game, all 4 that he lost.
All right, bet. I'm going to snap that for you, too.
All right, man. Later.
All right, bro.
That was Freedom Man. Freeman, shout out to him. Big fan of the show, friend of the show, voice of the show, also from Drunk Blogging fame, for those of you that may and probably don't remember. But we're going to be having a reunion show, a Drunk Blogging reunion show, so that should be interesting, coming soon in the next couple of weeks. But in the meantime, we continue to try to find Megahertz. Hey, what's up, Wendy?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, man? By the way, you're on the show, What the Duke, so welcome. I'm trying to find Megahertz. Do you know where this motherfucker is?
You're trying to find who?
Megahertz, my co-host.
I think he's taking care of some personal business. He might be at work right now.
Okay, you're defending him. It's fine. Of course, everyone else answers correctly and says he's probably off sucking dick somewhere. You want to be nice and say that he's...
I don't want to blow up his spot. You know me on the DL. What the fuck?
Yeah, word. Man, you got some time to answer some questions? I got something for you.
Okay, then, sure.
Cool. So, tell me your thoughts and which one you think is worse. I know you heard LeBron James got sprayed the N-word across, like, his apartment or his house, right? You heard of this? Now, there's an analyst who's African-American, and he said that he doesn't think, because of LeBron James being rich, and it's his second home, and pretty much...
I saw that interview. That's a house nigga right there. Yes. That's what that is. He's defending his masters. That's what the fuck that... commentator is. He's a house nigga. So, he's like, oh, because he barely has, you know, the amount of money LeBron has, but he doesn't experience, you know, essentially he said he doesn't experience racism.
Which I think
that was fucked up.
It's ignorant because it's just because you don't experience it, and just because what he was saying is that it's an inconvenience for LeBron, and I guess, yeah, maybe it is, but that doesn't mean it's not racism. Like, it's just ignorant.
Exactly. Like, just because he wasn't there, just because his family wasn't at the house, doesn't mean that doesn't affect them. Somebody knew where they live. People know where they live. People can come up to them in the street. Like, just because they weren't there does not mean that this doesn't touch him. It doesn't mean that it can't touch him. You know, so I did think that guy's comments were very ignorant. Like I said, he's a house nigga. He's just saying what the people who pay him want him to say. Like, he's just in that mindset. Once a Klan member comes up and that fucking tubby ass, then he'll realize.
And similar, since you mentioned house nigga, Bill Maher saying he's a... What was your thoughts on that?
So that I didn't give a fuck about. I mean, even though I guess I don't give too many fucks about the house nigga either, that the black guy.
Yeah.
Like, Bill Maher, I didn't care about that because I didn't give a fuck about that nigga before. Yeah. I don't care about him now that he said nigga. And I do feel like context and intent matters. You know, when it comes to the whole LeBron thing, like, people want to say, oh, hey, my nigga, casually. No, they ruined his house, and they wrote nigger as a slur.
Yeah.
Bill Maher was just doing, it was a cheap shot, a cheap joke. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
People, you can't get upset over everything. You have to pick your battles wisely. And like I said, intent and context matters.
Absolutely.
He wasn't being negative towards black people.
Yeah. I don't think he was, and I think it was a poor taste in joke. But like you said, it wasn't him. You know, it wasn't writing spray painting nigger on or something like that across.
Yeah, he wasn't being malicious. The thing. So it's like, oh, actually, I put a post about this on Facebook. What needs to happen, I think, for every white celebrity who gets caught up saying nigger, you know, when it's, I guess, for lack of a better term, in a non-malicious matter. So when they're not overtly trying to be racist, when they just try to be like, make a joke or some shit like that.
Or
like
a slip of the tongue type thing, yeah.
Yeah. That they get smacked by a big black guy on national television. I feel like that would just make everybody feel a lot better. Like, you know,
except
get the
white
shit
people.
Smacked out of him.
Except white people, they wouldn't care what that person said. They would be outraged if they saw a big black dude slapping the F out of some white dude. That's all they're going to see, is an African-American slapping a Caucasian. That's all they're going to see, and they would be outraged. It'd be hilarious, and it'd probably be justified. You're right. It's a very kind of simple solution. Like, hey, man, it's kind of funny. You tell it as a joke. Here's an embarrassment. You get slapped the shit out of. But I think people would, well, white people would be outraged. But fuck them, right? Who cares?
Exactly. Fuck them. He disrespected us. Fuck him. Fuck what the white people think. Yeah.
cool, man. Wonder Woman. Tell me what you think, and give me a rating in dicks, please. Dukes. Eggplant emojis. You know.
Wait, did you say give me a rating in dicks? What?
You know, like the eggplant emoji. That's what I use to, like, do my rankings. If you had a visual. So.
Out of how many?
You know, out of five. And then, you know, what your thoughts on the movie itself were.
I would give it a solid 4. I enjoyed it very much. Me not being into, like, comics or Marvel or anything like that, I really enjoyed the movie. So, and, like, I don't think you have to be a fan, necessarily, of Wonder Woman to enjoy it. Oh, and one of my favorite lines, I'm going to fuck up the line, but it was something like, she said, men are needed for procreation, but for pleasure are unnecessary.
That was pretty funny, but, you know, let's be serious. She ended up getting the pipe. Come on. Spoiler alert. Sorry.
Feel good, you know. They get the job done most of the time.
Most of the time, but you can just do it on your own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool, Wendy. Thanks for chopping it up, and you're always welcome on the show. And please, if you find my co-host, can you tell him, like, he needs a word on this?
I'll tell him you miss him. We'll do.
Not all that. Later.
Bye.
Always great talking to Wendy. She's obviously a friend of the show. She always gives great perspective on all things life, liberty, and the pursuit of what to do. So thank you again. Also, thanks again to Freedom Man and Wayne Newcomb for joining us in our search for our co-host, Megahertz. You can follow him on Twitter, MGHCC. You can also follow me, JamesDuke31, Twitter and Instagram, Snapchat, whatever. You can also follow the show, please, What to Do Pod on Twitter. Some Chick Wendy, you can follow her too, and Freedom Man, that's his name, Freedom Man, you can follow them, please check us out, all interesting people saying and doing interesting stuff, and if you like the show, most importantly, please, 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 comment, tell me what you think on the comment section, subscribe, download, iTunes, Android, whatever you gotta do, share it, talk about it. Let everyone know. It's fun times. And if you're interested in coming on the show, we'll call you. You don't have to call us. How perfect is that? And for the rest of us, tonight, I'll be celebrating. Maybe with a couple of drinks. Maybe with a couple of L's. For the 4 L's that LeBron James has taken straight. This will be a LeBron is getting swept party. This is What to Do. And as always, a nice vibe to send you on your way to the rest of what it is you're doing. This is David Guetta featuring Justin Bieber with To You.
No limit in the sky that I won't fly for you. No amount of tears in my eyes that I won't cry for you. Oh no, with every breath that I take, I want you to share that air with me. Climb a mountain that's none too steep. When it comes to you, there's no crime. Let's take both of our souls and intertwine. When it comes to you, don't be blind. Watch me speak from yourself on it. Ooh. Open up your mind, clear your head, and gotta wake up to an empty bed. Share my life, it's yours to keep. Now that I give to you all of me. Ooh. When it comes to you, there's no crime.
Punk.